Hi, this is Project Independence in You, and we've been talking with our co-host, Howard Spielman of Suddenly Solo, and we're trying to get in touch with Scott Schober to talk about security online for seniors and how we can stay safe. Scott, is he with us?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Well, one of the things that Hal and I were talking about was the fact that Scott did provide us some information, some security tips to stay safe, wireless and cybersecurity safety tips. So your login information, you know, very, very important that you change your password.
You know, one of the things I do is I keep a master sheet of all my passwords.
Okay.
And then I can always reference them. And then, of course, as I change them, erase the old ones and get the new ones in.
Right.
But don't leave it to memory.
Right.
Because the memory is going to fail.
I do that too, and I sometimes don't. Like, I will write down a username and password because I'm changing them.
Right.
And then I realize I have not written down what site. Was that from Macy's? Was that from my bank? So then I have to go in. And, you know, I try to also, you know, keep my password familiar. I think we might have Scott. No. Oh, I don't think we have him yet. Okay. You know, adding maybe an ampersand or a dollar sign somewhere in there in between letters, kind of making it more, you know, stronger. You'll see when you change your password on some sites, it tells you whether or not your password is weak or strong, you know?
Right.
So stay away from using password as your password. I know that's a bad one.
Or 1234.
Right. That's bad, too.
But some people try to use only one on everything,
right,
so that they will always remember it. And that is a big mistake.
That's a big mistake because if they figure out your password, they can get
access to everything.
They can get anywhere. And, you know, of course, one of the things that early on happens is hackers can kind of send an instant message or, you know, this is your AOL service or this is your provider of this. We need you to change your password. What is your current password? I mean, they're sneaky. So I think that you can kind of use common sense. No one should ever ask you what your password is.
And don't open anything you don't recognize.
Right, right. And we've talked about this before, Hal, on actually Project Independence and You. We talked a little bit about links. You know, when you get an email that has a link, which is an address that you can just touch, click on, and it will bring you to a website, never do it. Don't hit links, even if the email looks familiar, because sometimes hackers are out there and they have, you know, their email could look like it even has the logo to your bank. And it looks very similar to your bank, but guess what? It really isn't. So if you click on that link, it could be dangerous. So you know, be careful, be leery. You know, if it's suspicious, it is suspicious. If you know, like we say with other things, if it seems too good to be true, it is. I don't want to be too skeptical.
But you want to be skeptical.
You got to be safe. You got to be careful. You know, we want you, you know, we encourage everyone to use technology, but, you know, there's a happy medium. You know, be leery, beware, be careful, be safe.
What was some of the other points that Scott was making?
Be wary of scams. Hackers often use compromised emails and social media accounts to commit these phishing scams since people are more likely to open an email, like we were saying. An email with an attachment from a trusted source. That's really what we were saying before. You see something, it looks familiar, you trust your bank, you trust, you know, the places that you might purchase things from.
Right.
So, okay, it looks good. So you trust them, boom, you'll hit the link. But guess what? The hackers know that's what you're going to do. So they're making these emails look like they're coming from your bank.
Actually, AARP has a very active program of alerting people to scams, both online and in their monthly newsletter. And they seem to be quite on top of that.
Right.
On the other hand, a newsletter only comes out once a month, but their emails, and you can easily register for that.
Right.
Those are pretty up to date on what kind of what the current scam is that's going around and how to avoid it.
Right. Right.
So awareness is a very important part of what you have to do. Simply high awareness that people are after you and after your money.
Right. Because we were saying before, it seems like the hackers and scammers stay ahead of the latest technology. We need to be aware that is happening. You know, changing your password, choosing one that's difficult to crack. You know, have a little fun. Come up with a password that is, you know, is complicated. You know, if you throw in, like we were saying, which is what this sheet is saying too, you want to choose a password that's at least 12 characters long and has a mix of numbers, symbols, and upper and lowercase. So, you know, if it's sensitive to that, that's going to be a hard password to kind of find if you're changing your case, your upper, your lowercase. You want to always protect it. You know, and email is so commonplace, we almost forget about it, you know. But criminals can use your email account to wreak all sorts of havoc, Hal. If you've ever received an email from your bank or clicked at forgot password link on another site, I'm reading from this sheet, so I'm kind of learning as we're going. So it may sound a little bit repetitive, but it's important, you know, to have this kind of stuff drilled in that you're always, you know, you're always aware. If these emails come in, they don't look right, delete it. Just delete the email. Don't open links. Don't open attachments. If you haven't requested it, don't open it.
Right.
You know, and most banks and stores and agencies that you do communicate with online know that these ways of sending attachments and links are just not things that we're going to be opening. So they're not even doing it.
And if they ask for your birth date or social security number.
Oh, no.
That is an absolute no-no.
Right.
Especially if they ask for both.
Right. Because you know what happens now, Hal? We know that we use our last four digits
of our
social security. It's almost common.
Right.
So, you know, some of these hackers are now looking for, instead of saying we need the last four digits, they're saying, let me have the first five. It's too commonplace. So what do you think happens? You give them the first five. Now they have your entire social security. So don't fall for any kind. If it sounds suspicious, stay away from it. Run far, far away.
What else do you have?
We've got, so, you know, it's just kind of reiterating a lot of the things that we've talked about. The average user has 26 password protected accounts, but only five passwords. If you use the same login credentials on your bank's website or at online retailers that store credit card information, it's like leaving the front door of your house wide open.
That's an interesting analogy,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want to kind of give crime an opportunity to come knocking, I guess, or, you know, invite them in with an open door. You know, it's so funny now, it's commonplace. I received an email from a very good friend and there was nothing in there. It didn't have any of, you know, it didn't even say, hello, Rebecca. It basically just had, hi, great idea. And it was a link. So I called her and I said, listen, I think you were hacked. And, you know, so she changed her password. I don't know if that's even what's happening, because I think sometimes that you can even have email addresses appear like an email address that you're familiar with, but it's not.
Right.
So, you know, be leery, be careful, don't hit links. If it looks like it's an email from someone you know, you can always call them and say, you know, hey, did you send me an email? And if they didn't, they'll be grateful because that'll give them an opportunity to figure out what's going on with them because maybe they got hacked. Or
And don't be afraid to use the telephone. It works very well.
I know. Yeah. It's true.
The telephone does not lend itself easily to hacking.
Right.
But emails do.
Right.
Almost anything that's digital does.
Right. Well, I mean, the cell phone, though, does because you're checking your email on the cell phone, you're shopping. I know that I do a lot of stuff on my cell phone, a lot of stuff.
I try to keep have a hard line phone as
right.
well as a cell phone.
Right.
It's a little more expensive to have that, but not really that much. But I use my hard line for most of my ordering. But I only use – I don't try to use my cell phone in any way that will require the need to put one of my numbers, my secret numbers out there.
Right,
or
right.
my passwords.
So I think, you know, the theme here is be, you know –
Cautious. Careful and paranoid.
Right. And you know, if you have questions, you know, if you get something from your bank, I mean, I had a phishing scam with my bank, and I called them and I said, "Did you send me an email?" And they said, "Absolutely not." And then I sent it back to them because they could then kind of do their research, let their team, their IT team, you know, figure out what's going.
One of the ones I've heard about is that it comes as if it's a request from U.S. Tax services.
Right. That's a...
And they do not do that. They only use hard mail.
Right. Okay.
So before you go to jail because of
you're
tax
not going
avoidance,
to jail.
It's going to
right.
come to you in the mail,
right.
not over an email.
Right. Yeah. And that's a whole nother scam that's going on right now that's pretty awful. You know, they're calling people, and that's just not how it's done. So if you get any calls on that... You know, it's
phone calls. It
scammers.
Has to be a letter.
Scammers.
A letter.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Hal, we're going to take a little bit of a break now. We've been talking with Hal Spielman. We've been talking a little bit about security online and ask you to stay tuned to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, and we'll be right back.